Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Good morning, and I can say that because it's actually the morning, so which is unusual, but welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. This is a special episode because usually I start by saying today's Kickstarter highlight is, but I don't even know what it is, but it's a kind of like a special announcement. But today I have with me Chris from Dice Hate Me Games. How's it going, Chris?
It's going well, but you're right, it is early.
Yeah, a little bit earlier than I normally do this, but that's okay. You know, it's exciting because apparently you have some exciting news to tell us. But for those that are new to the show and maybe haven't heard you before, because you've been a guest on the show before, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself and about Dice Hate Me Games?
Sure. Well, my name's Chris Kirkman, and I founded Dice Hate Me Games. Well, I founded Dice Hate Me, which was a review and game evangelism blog about 6 years ago. And then, oh my gosh, has it really been that long? About 4 years ago, we kickstarted our first game, and now we have, I guess, over 13 titles and have merged with Greater Than Games that produces Sentinels in the Multiverse. We have games like Brew Crafters, Great Heartland Hauling Company, Compounded, Viva Java, Viva Java Dice, and lots of titles like that that have been really, really popular amongst gamers. But it also has really reached a lot of audience now. So that's what I do now with Greater Than Games. I'm the game development director, which means that I don't have to worry about bookkeeping anymore. So I can go out and scout for new games and also help develop games in-house for us.
Awesome. Well, cool. So as we know, this is a Kickstarter highlighting show, but if people looked this morning when we were actually recording this, they wouldn't see anything, but apparently you have a special announcement. Why don't you tell us what's going on, Chris?
Well, it is April 1st. And
so this is a big joke then?
It's not.
Oh, okay, that's good. Not. Let's just lay that on the table then. It's not a joke, people.
It is not a joke. It's not a joke. It is, but it's not.
Okay. So,
it's a little hard to explain because, I mean, this is shenanigans. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. We like shenanigans. It works.
Yes, but we wanted to do something special for April Fools that's not a fool. You're not fooling anybody. It's basically, this is a 72-hour campaign that launches at 10 a.m. this morning, and it's for two of our rabbit-sized games, which are the small box card games. The category that we listed last spring, we launched six of those.
Yeah, so like Brew Crafters, Pie Factory, The Fittest, Easy Breezy, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. So we have two games in that category that we really wanted to kind of produce, but at the same time we were like, these are just a little bit different. And so we started thinking about what would be the best way to do it. And since they're just a little bit different, they're kind of more I'm terming them meta. So if people aren't familiar with the term meta, it's really that the definition of it is it kind of refers to itself or to its genre, so it's self-referential. The two games that we're launching are, one is called Deck Building, the deck building game.
All right.
It's a deck building game about building your deck in the backyard. And, the other one is called Unpub, the unpublished card game. And so, Unpub is an organization that Daryl Lauder runs that is, Daryl Lauder is the designer of Compounded, by the way.
Yeah. And, we talked the other day about a game.
Yeah, bottom of the ninth, right.
Bottom of the ninth, that's right. We had him on the show, so yeah.
Yeah, so he runs an organization called Unpub, which allows game designers who have unpublished games to, we have conventions throughout the year. We have a big one in usually in February, and now it's going to be April next year, where they can come and bring their game and put them in front of other designers, but also play testers that don't really have anything to do with the design space and get feedback and really hone their game into something publishable. And so there's a game now that J.R. Honeycutt and Doug Lewandowski designed and pitched to us at Unpub 5. And it's really a game where there are 54 cards, and on each card there are three different things. And the top thing is a theme, the middle thing is a mechanic, and the bottom thing is a component. So one player basically – it's kind of a party game. And one player basically acts as publisher, and they pick a card out of their hand in one of those three categories and says, I want a game about X with this. So, like, for instance, I might have a card in my hand that says, I really love dinosaurs. There's a theme, you know. and you guys, pitch me a game. I really want a game about dinosaurs. Pitch me a game and go. And so they have to use the cards in their hand, and then since a theme was given – they have to give a mechanic, and they have to give a component. They have to give basically an elevator pitch, about a 30-second elevator pitch about what this game's about, the main mechanic and components that would be in it, and name it. So
okay.
So it's kind of a fun exercise in, like, you know, making up a game and pitching it, and whoever has the best pitch, you know, the publisher says you're published, and so they flip over with a card, put it in front of them, and it's a little publishing contract.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Yeah, and so they play until four, and when one person has four publishing contracts, then the game's over.
Yeah, it's kind of like a other games you could probably compare to where there's a card and everyone else throws other cards in. It's kind of like maybe like apples to apples or something like that.
It's a little bit more of a complex apples to apples. It's a bit like Snake Oil, if anybody's ever played that.
Yeah.
But very much for the board game space, and it's a lot of fun to play. We actually have a video on the Kickstarter page with all of us kind of playing an impromptu round, which we didn't plan at all. But it's a lot of fun because I act as the publisher, and so I say one of my themes on my card was the Cold War, and some of the ideas that they all pitched out were just hilarious and consequently dangerous. So
oh, okay. Yeah,
anyway.
Well, that sounds like a – and that's Unpub that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And what about the deck building game? Or what was that called?
The deck building game.
There we go.
That's actually designed by Christopher Bell of Greater Than Games, who designed Sentinels of the Multiverse. And this is an idea he's had for a couple of years now. He's always wanted to do it, and so when we were in St. Louis a couple months ago talking about the merger and getting ready for the merger – he kind of pitched this, and I was like, okay, this sounds awesome. We need to do this. So deck building basically works where you start out with a hand of three cards, and one of them is like two pine planks and one rotten plank. And there are different planks in the game, and there are also railings and stairs. And essentially what you're doing is trying to build your deck up. You're buying things using nails, which are the back of the cards.
Nice.
So you can tell how many nails there are on the back of the card based on these little icons that are on the front of the card. But then you're trying to build your deck in your backyard. You can have all these different types of planks that are on there. You can have railing, stairs. There's two different types of railing. Like, there's regular railing and ornate railing. And so at the end of the game, you're trying to build up to the best. There are also stain tokens. And so when you stain something, it means your opponent can't really affect it. So you could, instead of playing on your particular deck, you could play, let's say, rotten planks on someone else's deck. And so it's going to decrease their score at the end of the game. But if you stain something, then someone can't really affect that. That means that the planks won't rot. They can't decrease in value, things like that. It's really quick. It plays in about 10 or 20 minutes for two players. The cool thing about deck building is that the more copies you buy, the more players you can buy. So, honestly, it could be infinitely scalable. So it's its own expansion.
Okay, that's cool.
It's a lot of fun. It's really fast to play. There, we have about.
I just love the concept. You're building an actual wooden deck in a deck building game. I love the play on words. It's awesome.
Yeah, when Christopher mentioned it, I was like, well, how has this not been done yet? So.
I know, right? Yeah. It's just like you see stuff like that. You're like, wow, why didn't anyone do this before? But I guess maybe they thought it was too outlandish or something.
Perhaps, and maybe it is too outlandish for us as well. But
Well, I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. So we have 72 hours to make $4,115.
Okay, why such the odd amount?
Because it is 4-1-1-5. It is the date we launch.
Gotcha. I figured that's what it was, but I just wanted to make sure. But so no, that's exciting. So and we have until we have 70. So we have 3 days. Right. We have 3 days to get on this and back it and be able to get these two awesome, quick paced deck games, and that's pretty exciting. And you're going to be launching at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the USA, and then so we'll be done by Saturday then, correct?
Saturday morning, we'll wrap up Saturday morning. So it's kind of a challenge. We're issuing a challenge to the community. We'll see if we can do it. We can pull it off. I mean, it's fun. It's just something we want to have a little bit of fun with the holiday, but also give people something that's mischievous but not a prank.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and you know, some people are going to see it at first. They'll be like, wait, is this real? And hopefully with us telling people, yes, it's real, people, go do it, back it now, type of thing. So I don't think you'll have a problem. I think this is going to happen. I think it'll get backed pretty quickly.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope so, too.
Well, that's exciting. And I appreciate you coming early in the morning and letting me and everyone know about, deck building, the deck building game, and Unpub. And they both sound fun and exciting, and party games, and being able to get plenty of hours out of these quick-paced games. It's pretty exciting, and I know I will be spreading the news over the next 3 days and letting people know to go back your project.
Well, thanks, Barry. I appreciate it.
No problem, and thanks again for being on the show, and good luck for everything in the future.
All right, thanks a lot.
And thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outros, and you can find him at the Geek All-Stars. So I figured you'd recognize Dan's voice when you heard him, but thanks to him for that. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.